Maine's Washington farewell begins today. His body is lying in state inside the Capitol Rotunda. Speaking for the Trump administration, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke during a solemn ceremony.
On behalf of a grateful nation, we will ever remember that John McCain served his country, and John McCain served his country honorably. May God bless the memory of John McCain. May God comfort his family and friends. And may God continue to bless the United States of America.
In Asia, South Korea's president will send a special delegation to North Korea next week for talks on a nuclear standoff. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
As well as seeking movement on the standoff, the South Koreans will want to fine-tune details for the premier's meeting. The North's Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are set to meet next month in Pyongyang for their third summit. Details for that summit, including exactly what will happen, haven't been disclosed yet. The diplomatic activity comes amid growing worries over the slow pace of getting North Korea to end its nuclear program, following President Donald Trump's Singapore summit with North Korea's leader in June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Catholic Church in Australia said on Friday it would oppose laws forcing priests to report child abuse when they learn about it in the confessional, setting the stage for a showdown between the country's biggest religion and the government. Pope Francis, leader of the world's 1.3 billion Catholics, is facing sexual abuse crises in several countries. Visiting Ireland earlier this week, Pope Francis begged forgiveness for a multitude of abuses suffered by victims in Ireland, and he has promised that there will be no more cover-ups. This is VOA News. The head of the UN Agency for Refugees says a potential military offensive in the last rebel